Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Getting you up across the Central West.
Pippa Moore.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. Morning, Pippa.
Karaoke straight out of 6 a.m. Why not, I say?
I love it. You know what? Last night when I finished watching Love Island at about 9:45, all I've been thinking about for the past, like, 8 hours is my next chance to talk about Love Island on the show.
Because you're so excited.
Because Cassidy has been decoupled with Grant.
Oh, really?
And Australia has to decide if Cassidy stays or goes.
Oh, it's in the fate of the nation.
So I voted for Cassidy to stay in the house so that more drama is caused.
Yes, of course you would.
I want more drama in the Love Island house.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly. They said, you meant to answer the question, who's the most likely to find love in the house?
Right.
It's obviously not Cassidy over Mac.
Okay.
But I've decided, I'm going to choose Cassidy as my go-to to save, just to cause more drama.
Is she a catch, though, do you reckon?
Look, after this, she's got a bit of image repairing to
do. Right, I see. Okay.
But I know there's a nice girl underneath. She's just been tortured by poor Grant.
Yeah, right.
So it was another just brilliant episode. Anyway, we'll catch up on all that.
Great.
What happened in that later.
Can't wait for that. Movie analyst Shane O'Bassett's joining the show because the new Jurassic World film comes out today.
Fantastic. Hey, also, Pippa, I know we're talking to Maroon later and stuff like that.
Yes.
But in about 40 minutes' time, I've got an idea that might make you a millionaire.
Oh, really?
For you. It won't work for me.
But it could work for me.
Only work for you.
Because I'm a lady.
No, not because you're a lady.
Oh.
Nothing to do with your gender.
Okay.
Just particularly for you. I reckon it could make you in the vicinity of $3 to $5 million.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
You've hooked me.
About 6:45 this morning. But let's kick off the show now. Bring it down a little bit because we're going to go to Ed Sheeran with Happier. And then we're back with prizes. Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthem, thanks to the Milestone Hotel. We're playing that up next, right here on Hit 93.5 Morning.
Walking down 29th and Park. Baby, you look happier, you do. I knew one day you'd fall for someone.
Yeah, that's the latest from Ed Sheeran there. It's called Happier on Hit 93.5. Become a Hit VIP, hit.com.au. Tell us what you think. Tell us which hits and old school to play more of and what to play less of. You are in control of our playlist, but right now we're doing Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems right here on Hit.
Yes, it's all thanks to the Milestone Hotel. Book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest. We play you a pub anthem, and on 13, 12, 16, if you can correctly guess what it is, the voucher is yours.
It is that simple. All right, take a listen to this cracker. We're actually going to play this one from the beginning. Most of the time with pub anthems, we skipped straight to the chorus.
This one's got a pretty iconic beginning.
Okay, take a listen. Remember, first person through, 13, 12, 16 wins the prize.
Let's go, girls. Yes.
Cheers, Pippa.
Come on.
Ooh, you got me going with that.
Yeah, pub anthems, baby.
I know you've wrecked it. Really? I was finding you sexy for a moment.
Was I?
Yeah.
Were you?
When you did that. And then you're like, yeah, pub anthem. Yeah. I was like, oh, there she goes with her bogan mouth. No offense.
Can't believe you called me sexy. You've never called me sexy before.
Well, just the beginning that you did. Can we do it again? Because I want to see
Well, I don't know if I can recreate it now. So but obviously, I'm naturally sexy.
Really
all
sexy
the time.
At the beginning. And then, pub anthem. Okay, ready?
Okay. Let's go, girls.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Jeez.
Come on. Okay. Stop there. I'm not taking anything else.
See what Farmer Lewis says.
Okay. Okay.
Shouldn't be appropriate in the workplace.
Now, if you think you know what pub anthem that is, 13, 12, 16 is the number you need to call if you want to go to the pub.
Can you give me those eyes again?
What eyes? What eyes did I do?
The eyes you did at the beginning of that song.
Let's go, girls.
There you go. 13, 12, 16, Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems. Morning.
Everyone knows all about my direction. And in my heart somewhere. Sometimes the best way to say something is to say nothing at all.
Yeah, morning everyone, JT. Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing. Say something on Hit 93.5. Morning, you're on with Pippa and Jimmy. And remember, you can give us a call anytime, any reason, 13, 12, 16.
And here I've been swinging my hips away to this pub anthem this morning. Maybe everybody's too busy dancing in their cars to call up and give us the correct answer of the song.
Maybe, because we've got the gift voucher to the Milestone Hotel to give away. And all you got to do is identify the pub anthem that we've played on the radio. Zero callers.
No. And it's Thirsty Thursday, guys, in case you missed it. So perfect day to go to the pub.
I didn't know about Thirsty Thursday.
I think this is something people say.
That's a great reason to
it
go
is,
to the pub.
Absolutely.
Okay. 13, 12, 16. First person to call through, tell us what this song is.
Here we go. Man, I feel like a woman.
You've lost your touch, by the way.
I've not lost it.
You've lost
I'm
it.
I'm better than I ever was.
About a minute ago, you're feeling all sexy and good, yep. And now you just look like a old bag doing karaoke.
An old bag doing karaoke. Hello, yeah. Hit 93.5. You're on the air with Pippa and Jimmy. Who's this?
Bradley.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey, Bradley. You don't think I'm an old bag doing karaoke, do you?
That's a risky question.
Bradley, are you there?
Yep.
Bradley, what song is it? What pub anthem is it? Oh, Bradley, your line's terrible. I'm sorry. I've got to go to line two. Your line is terrible. Line two's gone. Bradley, are you there?
We've lost everyone else, have we?
They've gone. Bradley.
Turn your radio off.
Bradley's gone as well. What a disaster. This could be the worst radio segment we've done in all our history of being on air.
What is it?
We got full lines and then they all went away.
This is the first time, though, you've been sexy on the radio.
Maybe I intimidated everyone with my sexiness. Here we go. Hit 93.5. Hello, who's this?
Shelley.
Hello.
Sally.
Yeah. Hey, Sally, how are you? Good,
are you shaking your hips to this pub anthem? Yeah, of course you were, girlfriend, because you're a sexy sister like I am, aren't you?
I don't know about that.
Come, just own it, girlfriend.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, of course you are. Yes. What song is it, Sally?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just not involving myself in this conversation.
It's gal chat now, isn't it, Sally? It's gal chat.
I get it's 2018, Pippa, but you can't go from doing the sexy eyes and everything to being like, and still be sexy.
No, I wasn't doing that, Sally. I was being very sexy, wasn't I?
Oh, say.
Yeah, totally.
You've already won the prize, Sally. Okay. You don't have to continue the charade on Pippa there. Hey, Sally, we're going to send you off to the Milestone Hotel, okay?
Thank you.
No worries. So stick around for us a moment. Sorry, Bradley. Here's the thing, little tip to everyone. When you call the radio station, turn the radio off in the background.
Yes, and also if you're going through, sketchy area, just maybe pull over.
If you're going around that black spot just around the corner in Narromine
on the way to Narromine.
Yeah.
Can be dodgy there.
Can be very dodgy around that corner. Okay, what's coming up in your top news headline of summer in the world?
Well, guys, if any of you are trying to quit salad, I've got a great reason to do so.
Okay.
Because it's made a lot of people very ill. I'm going to tell you why next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Everything will be just fine.
Yeah, just a little bit of old school there for you with Jimmy Eat World and the Middle. Hey, morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on your airways at Hit 93.5. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe. Shout out to the team at Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. And stand by, a very unusual event happened at the World Cup overnight. We'll tell you in Beers, Boobs and Balls in 10 minutes' time.
But right now it's time for your top news headlines somewhere in the world. And for everybody who is trying to quit salad, I've got a great reason to do so.
Great.
Because an urgent health warning has been issued in South Australia after 21 people were struck down with salmonella poisoning linked to alfalfa sprouts products.
Well, this is a perfect reason to quit the salad.
Absolutely.
But I sense that you may have to move to Adelaide to have a successful excuse for doing it.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So they're from a range of places across Adelaide and the state, and they've been linked to quite a few products that have alfalfa sprouts in them.
There you go.
So people are warning you don't eat them or return them to the place of purchase.
This is a perfect excuse to just quit salad.
Demand a refund.
Well, especially if you go down to your local cafe, you don't want to be asking, oh, is your alfalfa sprouts from Adelaide or
yes,
not?
Yes, where have you sourced the product from?
You just go straight to the bacon and egg sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. That's what we've got to do. Have you ever had salmonella before?
I have.
Oh, no.
And it was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Can I ask, because you and I both had barley belly before.
Yes.
Over in Bali. Was it worse than barley belly?
The salmonella was more violent,
mm-hmm.
but the barley belly lasted longer.
Yeah, right.
Both were like, take me out the back and shoot me kind of category of pain and discomfort.
That's fine. Just quit salad then.
Exactly.
Solution has been found.
We're all about solutions on this show.
Solution-based.
You are welcome, friends. Second top news headline somewhere in the world. Have you ever bought anything from IKEA?
Yeah, I have purchased a few little bits and bobs from
there. Yeah, it's a flat-packed bookcase, perhaps.
Yeah, something like that.
So, IKEA are now giving people an offer where their sort of old and retired and a bit outdated IKEA furniture can be returned to the store so that they're going to be selling them onto a new home and you get a voucher for bringing it in.
I like this because I'm a bargain hunter, you know me.
You are, yes.
When I used to live in Melbourne, mm-hmm. I'd go to IKEA pretty regularly, but I'd skip through most of the store and then go to the bargain section at the end.
I thought you were going to say go to the food court and get the $2 meatballs because they're delicious.
They do have good meatballs and good pizza and everything's really cheap. But the bargain centre, basically, anytime anyone brought something back,
mm-hmm.
instead of, if it had been opened, even if it hadn't been used, it got pretty much marked down at half price.
Yeah.
At minimum. Or it could be like a table which was like missing something or
bit of a scratch on it.
A scratch on it or something. You get it like half price. So I used to always go to the bargain centre because I'm like, I know that I'm going to put a scratch on it anyway. So why pay full price?
And get someone else to do the dirty work of putting a scratch on it for you.
Yeah, and this means there's going to be more half price furniture out there.
That's right.
So I applaud this move by IKEA.
Excellent.
Yes.
Fantastic news. Third top news headline somewhere in the world. A mother is at her wit's end. She's distraught because she's found something very distressing in her laundry.
What was it?
It's not dirty clothes. It's a condom wrapper.
Uh-oh.
And she can't work out if it belongs to one of her two sons or her husband. What a dilemma.
What a dilemma.
She's gone online and vented her concerns, revealing that she'd been away for 4 days and left alone in the house were her husband and her 14-year-old son and 11-year-old son.
Oh.
She's come back to do the laundry and she's spotted a condom wrapper. Who could it be?
Here's the thing. I can't work out, like, if she was like a really religious mum for say, what would be worse to her? Knowing that it was her son's or knowing that it was her husband's?
Great question.
Like, would she just rather it be the son's or just go, no, I want him to be pure. I want it to be the husband's.
You'd want it to be the 14-year-old son rather than the 11-year-old son.
Yeah.
I feel like in order of who you'd rather it be, 14-year-old son for all, which would be worse, 11-year-old son or husband?
I honestly, my first thought would be is probably the 14-year-old son just experimenting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Probably was completely innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably gone to school the day before and been taught how to use one on a banana and been given them and sent home. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, probably stuck it on a banana.
Yes. So I reckon there's nothing to it, but I understand the dilemma.
Like, and listen, let's be honest. She's probably going to be a lot more distressed if she walked into the laundry and found a baby in there.
Susie and Kate, best friends.
You've got a very aggressive manner. I've never found you more attractive.
You've got to get on with the show. I've been working with you for a long time.
You never respected me before.
Never respect you at all.
Thank you.
Right then. That's the best thing you've ever done.
Thank you.
Justified so all the years of misery.
I'm done now. I'm done.
Husey and Kate driving you home from their new home.
Let's go.
Thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. It's Pippa and Jimmy. You got here. 93.5. 95.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, join us because we are doing a car wash supporting Give Me Five for Kids and the Children's Ward at Dubbo Base Hospital. So on tomorrow from 11 till 3 p.m. at Ollie Robbins Oval, and it's thanks to Imperial Clean and Dubbo Newtown Soccer Club who will be helping out as well. So the details there again, 11 till 3 tomorrow at Ollie Robbins Oval. It's $15 for a car wash. There is FPOS available as well.
I'm so excited for that. My car is so getting washed tomorrow. And after 8 o'clock, we are so wanting to give away $1,000 with Alpha Bucks.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, 9 out of 10.
Oh, with Daryl.
Daryl said for a Dubbo street name starting with K, said Catherine Street. There's a Catherine with a C.
But not with a K.
Not with a K, so we couldn't accept it. It cost him $1,000. Sorry, Daryl.
Hopefully today somebody can walk away with the cash. The letter for Alpha Bucks today is the letter L. L for language. Here are your first five answers. You're going to need to name a movie, The Lion King. A hobby, line dancing. Opposite to first, last. A part of a tree, leaf. Something you can swim in, a lake.
Great. So with the first one, a movie, we'll accept The Lion King, even though it's the, won't we? Yeah.
We will,
we
yes.
will accept The Lion King yes. or the whatever.
If you're concerned about that, you could also say Lord of the Rings or Love Actually.
Fantastic. There you go. You're halfway there to $1,000. We are playing at 8 a.m. this morning. Pippa, lots to come still in the next 20 minutes. We've got Maroon on the phone to talk about State of Origin coming up this weekend. But also in about 10 minutes' time, Pippa, I've got a get-rich-quick scheme for you.
Yeah, great.
I reckon you could make somewhere in the vicinity of $3 to $5 million.
I'm okay with that. I'm on board.
I'm going to tell you how you reckon you could do it. Not me. I wouldn't be able to do it after beers, boobs and balls. Morning, everyone.
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra.
Oh, let's hear it for New York.
Jay-Z's Empire State of Mind. That one features Alicia Keys in there. How good is that? On Hit 93.5, it's Pippa and Jimmy. And you can call us anytime, 13, 12, 16. Don't go anywhere. The fake news segment on the way in 15 minutes' time.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports.
Beer,
boobs,
balls.
So, State of Origin Game 2 is on this Sunday, and Maroon from the Hit 93.5 NRL call team's joining us after 7 o'clock to chat about that. Meanwhile, a little bit of other NRL news. Darren Lockyer is on the verge of becoming the ninth immortal.
Wow.
Which is the greatest honour that can be bestowed upon someone in rugby league. He's been shortlisted alongside Mal Meninga, Ken Irvine, and the unveiling is set for August. Take a listen to him chatting with NRL 360 about how it feels to be nominated for something like this.
When I look at the names that who are currently the Immortals, the eight there now, it's hard to describe. I mean, to be in the conversation that you might potentially be a part of that group, it's flattering, it's humbling, it's all those things, and it's, as I said, it's pretty hard to describe. So,
great player,
and really great player.
I have a personal affinity with him because he and I used to go to the same cafe in Brisbane
I
lived there. Yeah, so I just felt like we were local mates.
You would stalk NRL players. I thought you were into farmers.
No, I didn't stalk them. I just happened to, you know, frequent the same cafe for our lattes. So I was like, oh, hey, Daz, how are you going? Hey, mate. Yeah, great game last night.
I love how you think you're friends.
Yeah, I know, totally. And also West Tigers, pardon me, I'm choking on my biscuit. The West Tigers are set to make a serious push for this year's finals after confirming the return of former captain Robbie Farah for the rest of the season. So he had a fallout with the coach, Jason Taylor, and on Wednesday he was granted an immediate release from South Sydney for a comeback. So big news for the Tigers.
Fantastic. Can we talk about the World Cup now?
Yes, we can.
I finished. Oh, my goodness. Game day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Socceroos play Denmark this evening. 10 p.m. Mark it in your diaries. Hey Siri, please remind me at 10 p.m. tonight to watch the Socceroos game. Thank Me Later, Central West.
Right.
Now, what's happening? It will start 9 p.m. on SBS. You can watch the game. Optus have agreed to simulcast every game onto SBS until the end of the group stage.
Okay.
And you can get free access to the Optus app anyway until the end of August at this stage. Bert van Marwijk, the Australian coach, mm-hmm. reckons that his team, the Socceroos, our team, can win this game. Says we've got a good chance, but he won't reveal if he's going to put Tim Cahill on or not.
Ooh.
At this stage. So it's going to be a big game. The Denmarks, the Marks, or the Danish,
yep.
favourites to win. The okay. Socceroos in with a much better chance than they did against France. So that game tonight, do not miss it. And we'll have a bit of a World Cup update a little bit later.
Yay.
Over to last night, Pippa.
Mm.
This is very unusual, but twice now, three games in a row at this World Cup have ended in the exact same scoreline.
Oh, really?
Yesterday, three games ended 2-1. Today, every game overnight ended 1-0.
Right.
Now, there was no surprising winners, but each of the games expected Uruguay to beat Saudi Arabia comfortably, only won 1-0.
Right.
Spain struggled a lot only a couple of minutes ago to finish off Morocco 1-0 as well. Portugal got a 1-0 win as well. Well, everyone thought they were going to get quite a bigger win.
So what I keep hearing is this is not your stock standard World Cup.
You're absolutely right. It's not the stock standard World Cup. Often in the World Cup, you can see teams like Spain defeat other teams 4-5, 6-0.
Yeah, blitz them.
The only time that there's been like a 4-5, 6-0 win this game is this one is when Russia beat Saudi Arabia 5-0.
Right.
Now, quickly over to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes.
He got named man of the match overnight after scoring again.
Okay.
Take a listen to his interview. Oh, no, I've got the wrong one. I've got Darren Lockyer there. Take a listen to his interview, Pippa.
Para estar bem na classificação, jogamos com uma equipa bastante forte. Marrocos jogou bastante bem. Mas ganhamos 3 pontos, temos 4.
Oh, Cristiano.
Estamos a um passo com
what an accent.
What an accent. God, yeah. He just sounds magnificent,
doesn't
he?
Now, in his Man of the Match interview, he got asked why he's growing a goatee.
Why would anyone grow a goatee? Cristiano, come on, mate. What are you doing?
Because he's got a joke with a teammate. That is literally the whole reason why he's growing a goatee this World Cup.
Oh, no.
There you go. There's your beers, boobs, balls. We'll have another World Cup update in about an hour's time. But up next, Pippa, going to play Amy Shark, I Said Hi. Then I've got a quick get-rich-quick scheme for you.
Yeah, tell me how I can make some money.
The entertainment capital of the world is about to host a very special one-off.
G'day, it's Carrie and Tommy here.
And we are going to Vegas.
Oh, my God, we're back again.
Vegas.
Amy Shark, I Said Hi on the home of hits and old school. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. Remember, you can call us anytime, 13, 12, 16.
Right. What's this get-rich-quick scheme that you've been talking about all morning that you think I could benefit from?
Oh, I think you could become rich off this, Pippa.
But not you.
No, not me. I'm too interesting to do this.
Sorry?
No offence, but let me just tell you this story.
Okay.
A teen in Japan, no, in Korea, sorry, has become famous on YouTube.
Yes.
After uploading 7-hour-long videos of him studying in silence. He's got hundreds and thousands of subscribers in just a couple of months.
Yeah.
And literally all he does is film himself studying for his exams. He's got the nickname Bot No Jam, which is Korean for a robot which is no fun.
Okay.
And people just literally watch him study.
Love watching him study. Well, I'd be terrible at filming myself study because I've got a very short attention span when it comes to academia.
Now.
And I didn't finish university.
Don't try and preempt my idea for you making money.
All right. Okay.
Earlier in the week, we introduced a new segment.
Yes.
Pippa's Fascinating Life.
We did.
Where we go through the fascinating things that you do in your life. Mm-hmm. For example, last week you bought a plant.
Several plants, in fact.
Several plants, and then started a puzzle for the weekend.
I did.
And that was the highlight of your weekend.
It was.
Doing a puzzle and watering some plants.
Yeah.
Thinking, maybe there's a niche here for you as well. Maybe just filming you with your fascinating life.
Do you know, this is a great idea because last night I filmed an Instagram story of me doing my puzzle. People bloody loved it.
See?
They were messaging me being like, this is so great.
See?
Oh, this is a great idea. So you're thinking just a block video of 7 hours of me completing my 1,000-piece puzzle.
Just a block video. And then you can do different bits, like a block video of 6 hours of you choosing one plant. A block video of you reading a book.
A block video of me making a banoffee pie.
Yes.
A block video of me putting a slow cooker casserole on. This is a great idea. How did he make money from it, though? Is it just because he got so many subscribers on YouTube?
Yeah, just so many subscribers.
Okay, all right.
So sign up.
I'm just going to sort out how do I open a YouTube. Do you open an account on YouTube? How does this work? What
You've
am I got doing
to Google
here?
How to start a YouTube account.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Hi, everyone. 18 in Dubbo, 20 across the Central West. Mostly sunny today. Frost and sunny for your R&B Friday. And frost and sunny, 17 overnight lows of zero overnight. Over the weekend.
Now, on Macquarie Street, it's currently 4 degrees. Before we go to fake news, got a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
So you know how we always talk about, like, there's one day of the year that's the shortest day of the year?
Yeah.
Winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
It's today.
Oh, my gosh.
What? What?
That means it's my mum's birthday.
No, really? Is your mum's birthday on winter solstice?
Yes.
So winter solstice, which is also known as midwinter, is an astronomical phenomenon marking the day with the shortest period of daylight and the longest night of the year. Thursday, 21st of June. It's today. It's your mum's birthday.
Well, mum has got this obsession with telling everybody that her birthday is on winter solstice.
Oh, really?
So this is the third year in a row.
You've forgotten.
I've forgotten, and someone's mentioned the fun fact that it's winter solstice, and I've gone, shit, it's mum's birthday today.
If I had not mentioned my fun fact, you would be snookered, wouldn't you? You're welcome, my friend.
She's in New Zealand at the moment.
Oh, so what? How about far behind are they? Only a couple
three
of hours.
No, okay. They're ahead 3 hours.
They're ahead 3 hours.
So it's definitely her birthday.
Okay, right.
All right, I'll message her. Good. Let's do fake news segment.
Information that was fake and never happened. I can't believe it. You are fake news.
You really caught me with that one, Pippa.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
What okay.
A good public service announcement.
Happy birthday, Joe Love.
And also happy birthday to Lewis's sister-in-law, Cassie.
Oh, she's
well.
On the 21st
yeah,
of June.
She's on the 21st
well.
Of June as well. I don't know if she's listening, but if she is, happy birthday, girlfriend.
Definitely would have forgotten that. Okay, fake news segment, Pippa. Yesterday you got it right. The current score, 7 to me. Are you on 6 now? Yeah, I
no,
think you're on 6. You haven't updated. Yeah,
okay,
you're on 6.
All right.
So 7-6. So
okay.
For the first time ever, you could level the score.
Oh, my goodness.
If you can work out which story, I'm going to tell you now is real news, which story is fake news. You ready to go?
Ready.
Okay, your first story. A man in New York City in the USA has gotten a knock on the door from police at 3 a.m. in the morning after a drunken night out. The police said, mate, you've stolen someone's phone. He said, no, I haven't. But when they went into the house, they realised that when he was at the pub earlier in the night, he had taken the wrong coat home. So he put on someone else's coat.
Yes.
And he'd gone home. They'd found it on Find My iPhone.
Whoa.
They'd found the phone on Find My iPhone. The police went to go to knock on his door. And then he had to apologise and say, I literally genuine mistake.
Right, okay.
So that's your first story.
First story.
Second story. A man in Romania who was declared dead after he went missing has turned up and he's had to go to court to try and say, can you undeclare me dead? And the court's rejected his appeal, so he's still officially dead.
Why have they rejected his appeal?
I don't know.
Let's start the 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, start the 30-second timer and go.
So why have they rejected his appeal if he's lobbed up?
So basically, he doesn't have significant enough evidence that he is who he says he is.
So he can't prove his identity.
He can't prove his identity.
Does he have family? Does he have ID?
Well, that's what he lacks. He really, he lacks the physical family connections to prove it.
And how was he declared dead?
He was declared dead because he went missing for an extended period of time.
Right.
For a huge long time he went missing.
Does he have family?
Yeah, so he doesn't have
next of kin.
Next of kin.
Right.
So that's the issue there, that he doesn't have those.
Oh, both of these could be true. The Romania story sounds a bit wild, so I'm going to say that the dead guy rocking up in Romania is true and the New York phone story is fake news, even though both of them could be true.
There's one dead giveaway in this whole thing, Pippa.
What is it?
A dead giveaway.
I see what you did there.
What is it in New York City at the moment? Is it the middle of winter?
No, it's summer. Yeah. You got me.
Yeah. Well done. No, you're correct.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, so why would he have a coat? It's the middle of summer.
Of course, of course. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Well done. Yeah, the man in Romania is the real story.
Wow.
He's gone missing, he's come back, and now he can't confirm his identity, so the court is saying, well, no, you're still dead.
Well, Hollywood are going to make a movie about this for sure.
Absolutely. Stand by. We're going to do Shawn Mendes, In My Blood now. Well done, lining up 7 out of 7, Pippa. And then we're on air talking State of Origin with Maroon right here on Hit.
Help me. It's like the walls are caving in. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't.
Shawn Mendes, In My Blood. Morning, everybody. Maroon with Footy Fever coming up next. Do not go anywhere. Hey, by the way, tomorrow at Ollie Robbins Oval in the car park behind Coles, we have the Gimme Five for Kids car wash supporting Gimme Five for Kids in the Children's Ward at Dubbo Base Hospital. So thanks to Imperial Clean and the Dubbo Newtown Soccer Club who will be helping out.
Hang on. Dubbo Newtown Soccer Club.
Yes, that's my team.
So are you going to be down there with your bucket and sponge, getting all soapy, washing people's cars for charity?
Here's the thing. I was at soccer training yesterday and there was a big announcement made. Oh, we've got the big car wash on. Jimmy's going to be down there.
Great.
I said, what? What?
What?
I never agreed to this. I've been roped into it in front of 100 other blokes, so I can't get out of it.
Oh, so you're going to be down there in your boardies, getting all soapy, sliding on some windshields?
Yeah, check out more info about the car wash, gimme5forkids.com.au. Stand by, Maroon's up next.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit
93.5. Yeah, home of Hits and Old School Outcasts. Hey, yeah, hey, morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air, 20 past 7. We do it all thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at Macca's. Check it out now. Available for a limited time only. Hit 93.5.
Dubbo and the Central West's official NRL station.
Oh, hey.
Starting to flex some muscles.
Hit 93.5. Footy Fever with Maroon.
Maroon, game 2 for State of Origin. Why on earth are they putting it on a Sunday? This is so random.
Yeah, Pippa and Jimmy. Yeah, well, what's the problem being that... you know, the schedule that these NRL players have today. And, you know, I suppose for the NRL clubs too, they're paying these blokes $700,000-$800,000 and they lose them every other week to Origin. So while we love Origin so much, we've got to find a solution as to playing at midweek and the clubs lose their players.
If it
can go down this Sunday path, and I think... it'll just have to eventually. It'll just have to evolve that way because of the tight commitments that NRL players have and the impact that Origin has on them.
Now, there's another sporting competition happening at the moment where players play for 90 minutes a pop and then they play another game 4 days later. Why can't NRL players do that?
He's trying to sell these.
Jimmy, NRL players are real men. They go smashing into each other.
So there's no episode of The Voice on this Sunday night, so they've had to pull Origin onto there instead. Is that the reason?
Jimmy, what are you doing? You've waited for me to come on to do all this material on me.
Exactly. I know. Now, so, Maroon, would I be correct in saying that NRL clubs, do they not love the fact that Origin comes around and kind of throws a spanner in the works every year? Is it a bit annoying for people?
Oh, they love it. But say, for instance, some clubs hand over 4 or 5 players. So the better you're going, the more players... you normally lose. Say, for instance, the Dragons and Souths. Well, Souths, I know, well, I'm in the a Souths member. They lose 4 players to Origin, 2 to each club this year. Mm. So while you're coming first or second, and then here's your reward, you lose 4 players.
Yeah, right, okay.
So if we can find a way around that would be fantastic for everyone. And I think eventually we'll just be like that.
Yeah. Now, Maroon, for this weekend's big game, New South Wales versus Queensland, what's your super tip?
I'm going to take New South Wales. I would love to see it go to Game 3 because I haven't been to an Origin game in Brisbane and I'm going this year.
Oh, but, giddy up.
Yeah, but look, I think New South Wales will just be too strong. I think they showed a lot of character in that first game. The Kalen Ponga factor comes in for Queensland, which we'll all enjoy, but I just don't think it's going to be their year.
Okay, Maroon with Footy Fever, State of Origin Game 2. It's happening this Sunday. Game in Sydney, correct?
That's exactly right. No, and don't pretend you don't know, Pip. I'll see you two at your corporate box.
Oh, stop it.
Maroon, thanks for joining the PJ show, mate.
See you, guys. See you later, guys.
No worries. Backstreet Boys on now. Don't go breaking my heart.
I got mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean? Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken. God.
Backstreet Boys, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And if you're a hit VIP, you could be off to see them live on the world famous rooftop in Las Vegas. How amazing would that be? It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Good morning, everybody. And Pippa, it was big news came out of Perth over the last couple of days. And we're actually joined live now. Now, just called through, so I've got to check if we've got the right person. Is this Heidi on the phone?
Hello.
Hello, Heidi. Last time we spoke to you, Heidi, you're live on the radio, by the way, you were in London for the royal wedding.
Yes, I was. And I thought you guys were doing a Sunday night show. I didn't know it was a breakfast show. Woohoo!
Oh, go on with your bad self. Heidi, you are one third of Perth's hit 92.9's brekkie show with Heidi, yes, Xavier and Ryan. You guys are about to go on air in about half an hour because you guys are 2 hours behind us. But
yes,
Heidi,
it's 5:30 in the morning here, guys. I'm just warming up.
So
yes,
early. Thanks for calling through because we want to talk to you about something really cool that you and the team over in Hit Perth have done.
Yes.
Yes.
We want to talk to you about the pink taxis. Tell us about it, Heidi. What have you done? What's happening?
Well, this kind of has been in the works for the last 7 months. So at the end of last year, I had an uncomfortable incident in a taxi.
Right.
And at the time, I was quite drunk. The guy tried to come on to me. I told him it was inappropriate and asked up. And he tried to drop me on the side of the road in the middle of the night in an unfamiliar area.
Really?
And I was like, don't do that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, I got home safely, thankfully, and I called the police and they were like, thank you. Anyway, after that incident, I found out what I should have done was probably called the taxi service because they could have tracked him because all of them have video cameras and everything in them.
Yes.
But I then spoke about it on our radio show. I wrote a column about it. And then ComfortDelGro contacted me and said, hey, we don't know if it was one of our taxis. I was like, I don't know either. Every taxi says taxi. I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, exactly. How do you know, especially in the city, because there's often like three or four different brands of taxis or companies that do it?
Exactly, and that's what it was here. And so anyway, they said, do you want to have a meeting? Have you got tomorrow? I said, I've got a whole heap of ideas for women's safety.
Yeah, great.
And men's as well. Like, these pink taxis don't discriminate. They're female drivers. They will take women home predominantly, but they're not excluding men. But they do ask that, you know, it is kind of left to women if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's girls over guys, you know, probably give it to the ladies to get home.
Wow.
So, yeah, basically I said to them pink taxis would be a great idea, told them, you know, female drivers, like that would make things a lot safer. Not that all taxi drivers come onto you and can make you uncomfortable. Mm. It's just there's a tiny little minority of things that happen, and we noticed that with all the phone calls that we got that day. Most of them get us home safely. I've been in plenty of taxis and have had a great lift home before. Good old would laugh when you've had a few laughs. But yeah, so it's here this weekend. We're doing free rides home for people in the city from, you know, Friday and Saturday night, and it's here to stay. And you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm super passionate about it. After the tragedy that happened in Melbourne last week.
Absolutely.
I'm scared. I don't know about you, Pippa. Like, I'm scared walking to the car at 4 o'clock in the morning coming to work.
Oh, absolutely, Heidi. There's nothing that... It can be confronting and really, especially given the recent events in Melbourne, you don't want to have to be thinking about your personal safety and thinking, well, could that be me?
Yeah, exactly. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of people have come out and, you know, and I believe, like, for me, I of course want to walk home. Like, I grew up in Bathurst, you know, like I used to walk out I used to roam the streets at night as a teenager, being a wild teenager in Bathurst.
Yes.
But, you know, like for me, the reality is stuff is happening and we can't say, oh, you know, but we should be able to walk alone. Like, sure, if you want to, go for it. But if you can take this option of a pink taxi, then I think, you know, Perth is leading the way here in Australia. There are other similar things around the world, but like I said, pink's my favourite colour. That's why I wanted to go that. It's got nothing about the sexes. It's just more that it was my favourite colour. Yep. And two, pink does represent for some females. And
absolutely.
Like I said, it doesn't discriminate. It's for men and women, but hopefully it leads the way in other places like your city.
Heidi, you're part of the Hit Network family. You are on Hit 92.9 Breakfast in Perth. Pink Taxis, Western Australia. They are on-demand, easily identifiable taxis operated by female-only drivers to make women and men feel more comfortable while travelling alone. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us at such short notice this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. You're doing an amazing job and lots of love out there.
Thank you so
much.
And
you're such a great ambassador in the community as well. To do something like this really is phenomenal. And these sort of initiatives really to make people feel more comfortable right across any city in the world really is just an amazing thing.
Oh, guys, stop blowing smoke up my ass.
Right.
I love you.
Righto, you superstar. Go and have your coffee and get on air.
Also, I love you guys.
Also texted and voted for you on Big Brother, by the way.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
1, 2, 3, 4. So, Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt seems to be moving on from ex-wife Anna Faris after he was spotted out on a date with what appears to be a new flame.
Who?
Catherine Schwarzenegger, who is a 28-year-old lifestyle blogger, interior designer, and, oh, by the by, is the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, so Chris Pratt dating Arnie's daughter. Is it Arnie's daughter with his original wife or with the housekeeper he was rooting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Because what happened with Arnie? Because he was rooting the housekeeper, wasn't he?
I have no idea.
Something happened there.
Well, anyway, what's happening is that Chris Pratt, who separated from Anna Faris last year after 8 years of marriage, which we're all devastated about.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, well, I was.
Well, I didn't really care that
they
much.
Were couple goals. Yeah. And now he's been spotted out with her. I don't know. Maybe they're just friends. Maybe they're just hanging out.
Look, Pippa, I'm sorry to say, but you said that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were back together when they were spotted hanging out.
True, and now Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are caught making out. So maybe they're actually not together.
Maybe it's just a photo of two people together.
Which, listen, I'm not mad about because I think, you know, Chris Pratt, it might be a bit soon.
It's like the whole Sophie Monk and Ryan of Married at First Sight. Just because they've been spotted together doesn't mean they're together.
No.
But most likely.
But possibly.
Possibly.
Anyway, so.
Almost definitely.
A little bit of other Hollywood romance news. Orlando Bloom and Kate Blanchett, who filmed Lord of the Rings together, they appeared on Monday night's episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden, who we love, from Carpool Karaoke. And Orlando Bloom revealed he had the biggest crush on Kate Blanchett. Take a listen.
Yeah. Orlando, what was your first impression of Kate Blanchett when you met?
I can't think. I had such a crush. Well,
did
Legolas
you?
Has a crush, and then I had the biggest crush.
Oh, so it was
your
character?
No, it was me. I was like, it's Legolas, he's got the crush.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Really? This is actually a dating show, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Hang on. So
we're moving
you
to
had
London.
A genuine crush on Kate, and
I was 21, and you were just...
Oh, and I was, what, 110?
No, you were 25.
Was he 21? Such
21,
a little twinkle is on
darling,
Lord of the Rings.
Such a little baby.
There you go. How old is he now? When was Lord of the Rings?
Oh, gosh, that was when I was in high school, like over 10 years ago.
Yeah, right. So he'd be like in his 30s now.
Yes.
Wonder if him and Kate are going to hook up ever.
He's back with Katy Perry. And Kate Blanchett's married with children.
Wait, he's back with Katy Perry?
Yes. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry are back on.
When did this happen?
Months ago, mate.
Is this something you read in New Idea, Pippa?
No, it's not. I saw it on Instagram,
you
which is
seen
a much
on the
more
Daily
reliable
Mail.
Source.
There you go.
Now they're back together. Katy Perry's spoken out about it because they were together, then they broke up, and now Katy was like, look, we stayed in touch and we've always really supported each other and, you know, it just was the right time.
Did you ever Google the nude photo of him on a stand-up paddleboard?
I don't Google nude photos like you.
Why not?
Because I have decency.
I bet you do. I bet you go on, like, Google and you open up an incognito window.
Incognito?
Yeah, so it's a window you can open and it, like, doesn't record anything you do.
Right.
So you can, like, go incognito. You know, like, history and stuff.
Yes.
It won't record the history of it.
Okay.
Bet you do that. You search, like, Justin Bieber nude and Orlando Bloom nude. Then you come in here on this radio show and pretend like you don't search them.
So how do you Google an Google, what do you just type in incognito?
No, the top right corner, there's like three little... Stop pretending like you don't know. There's three little squares at the top left corner, or right corner, sorry. And you click on that and it'll bring a drop-down menu.
I think this has just definitively proved which one of the two of us uses incognito windows.
I don't
need to say anything.
You do, because I know it's true.
Don't try and put your own truth onto me. You can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab. And whether or not you do that in an incognito window or not is entirely up to you, but I shan't be doing it.
Have you ever searched a nude celebrity before?
No! Why would I do that?
Don't be such a prude.
I'm just being honest. I'm sorry that answer disappoints you, but that is my truth.
You're not interested in the naked flip?
No, just look at myself in the mirror nude. That's all I need to see.
World Cup update up next after Jess Glynn. Morning.
And it feels like yours was the only heart to break. When you come back home and all the lights are out, and you're getting used to no one else being around. Oh, I'll be there when you need a little love. I got a little love to share. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
The new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only. Jess Glynn here with the number one song in the UK at the moment. It's called I'll Be There, right here on Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, everyone. Pippa, it's time for this.
World Cup update. You really want it. Hey, you really want it. Hey, Ricky. You really want
it. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Ole, ole, ole.
Is that how you would sound singing at the World Cup?
That is how I sound singing at the World Cup, my gorgeous vocal cords.
Go on, give us an update. What's happening?
The first three teams have been eliminated from the World Cup.
Bye, Felicia.
Now,
who is
it? Still got to play one more game each, okay, but there's no way of them progressing to the finals.
Right.
Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Morocco, all mathematically out of the World Cup.
Okay, bye-bye.
They are gone. Bye-bye.
But that means that Australia, our beloved Socceroos, are still very much in the mix.
Absolutely. But potentially, the Socceroos this evening could be eliminated from the World Cup as well.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the situation where the Socceroos could get eliminated. If Denmark beat them and France beat Peru or draw against Peru, in that situation, the Socceroos would be eliminated from the World Cup.
So we need a win and Peru needs a win.
Basically,
ideally. Here's
the deal. If we beat Denmark,
yep,
and hopefully France can beat Peru, mm-hmm, that's what we'd hope,
right,
would be very much in the running to make it to the top 16.
Okay.
Because we'd have to play Peru for that last spot. So tonight, 10 p.m., the Socceroos, in the biggest tournament in the world, take on Denmark.
How exciting.
It's going to be on SBS as well.
Oh my gosh, I just realised, you know who's going to love this game?
The princess.
Princess Mary and Prince Frederick from Denmark, because she's Australian and he's Danish, but she's now Danish because she married a Danish guy.
Well done bringing a royal update into it,
Pippa. I love this. Oh my gosh, they're so going to be watching for sure.
I reckon they definitely will be watching. A bit of a rivalry there, maybe an Instagram post or two. Bert van Marwijk is not being drawn on whether he'll bring Tim Cahill on.
Now, why is he maybe not playing?
Well, here's the thing about Tim Cahill. He's a bit old.
Offense.
He's a bit old. And as Mike from Workdays put it really well last weekend while he was at my place watching the France game, Tim Cahill's more of a break glass in case of emergency sort of player.
Oh, I see. Yeah. They don't want to wear him out in case he pulls a hammy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That.
So, I see. Well, that's probably wise.
I would love to see him deployed on the field.
That would be great.
Amazing. Now, that game, again, 10 p.m. this evening. If we win that, we're in a very good chance of making the final 16 in the World Cup. Now, other games that are happening tonight as well, after that one, France versus Peru,
yep,
and then tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., Argentina take on Croatia. That's Lionel Messi's side there.
So by this time tomorrow, when we do the show, we'll know whether Australia has won against Denmark and we'll know who's won out of France and Peru,
yeah,
and whether or not we're going to progress.
We'll know if we've got a good chance of progressing
or
not.
Oh, okay, right, gotcha.
I'm going to try and line up some of my mates to come on the radio from Russia.
Love it.
Problem is, though, it's going to be like 5 or 6 hours after the game. And we know soccer boys, they get on the beers.
Ah, they might have had a few beverages.
So we'll see what we can do of getting those on in the morning. Big game tonight. Socceroos taking on Denmark. Do not miss it. SBS coverage starts at 9 p.m. The Yes No segment is coming up next.
Here we go.
Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Husey
and Kate,
best friends.
You've got a very aggressive manner. I've never found you more attractive.
You've got to get on with the show.
Yeah, it takes me back to my nightclubbing days in Bang Nightclub in Melbourne. Old school Fallout Boy, this ain't a scene, it's an arms race. Morning, everybody. We are 2 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Alpha Bucks, $1,000. A few minutes to go till we give you a chance to that. And then we talk to movie critic Shane A. Bassett to talk about the new Jurassic World movie coming up after 8:30.
Yes!
No!
Selfie day.
Oh, it's selfie day today on Facebook. They gave me a notification when I woke up this morning.
What does it mean now, selfie day?
Oh, I think it's just to celebrate you taking a photo of yourself. I'm not quite sure what the purpose of it is.
Do you remember Doppelganger Week?
Yes, I do.
What I was surprised about Doppelganger Week about 6 years ago was it never came back?
No. It was a bit of a fizz.
It was a 1 week only in your lifetime.
1 week wonder.
Now, selfie day, are you going to be taking a selfie for selfie day?
I don't think so.
Really? Because you're the queen of selfies.
I don't think I am the queen of selfies, actually.
You love taking a good selfie of yourself.
If we look at my Instagram profile, the amount of selfies that are on there, the lack of selfies that were on there, I think would surprise you.
Okay. I'm sorry to say
small
this, Pippa, but
amount of selfies,
no
I
one's
say.
Looking at your Instagram profile.
Yes.
No.
Cheap alcohol, like skimping out and getting cheap alcohol.
You would. No, I prefer quality over El Cheapo.
Do you?
Yeah, you prefer. You're the bargain basement prices guy, though.
Because I'll go into Uncle Dan's and get a bottle of Bowlers, right? It costs like less than $3, and I love it.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, though. If I pay $3 for a bottle of Riesling, it's going to look and taste like cat urine, and I'm not going to enjoy it.
I don't even know what Riesling is.
Riesling's a white.
Okay, I don't drink white.
White wine.
I drink red wine only. By the way, Aldi has just won a huge award for their $20 bottle of champagne.
Have they?
Yeah, so that's the reason I brought it up. So you can actually get some pretty good drops for quite a reasonable price.
At Old Aldi?
At Old Aldi.
All right. Well, I do enjoy a drop of champers, so maybe I'll pop into Aldi
and I'll pick
sample
one up
it.
As I'm getting my case of Rivé.
Oh, yes.
A good old case
That'd
of Rivé.
That'd be good.
Yes. No.
When you can't be bothered text messaging someone, so you just send them like a voice recording memo instead?
I love voice memo recordings. Yes to voice memos. I do this with one of my girlfriends in Brisbane all the time. We actually don't text. We only send voice memos and they're very fun. Yes.
Thing is though, like I've got a mate as well, my mate Jake. Oh, Jake Five Friends.
Oh,
remember
yes.
Remember Jake Five Friends
who
from
only
Melbourne?
Has five friends.
He only got five friends.
Apparently.
Apparently. He's over in London at the moment. He just sent me a 2.5 minute one yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't found the 2.5 minutes yet to listen to it.
Oh, because you're so busy.
My only problem with the voice memos is sometimes, not that I'm so busy. It'll be like, I got it and I was watching TV with my flatmates, so I can't listen to it then.
I feel like they're a little gift, like a little present. Yeah. So lovely.
I'll open it at some point. So you're saying yes to it?
I'm saying heck yes to
I'm
voice memos.
Yes as well. If you want to play Alpha Bucks, how about you give us a call right now, 13 12 16. We'll take call number 5.
Yeah, go on.
Hey, Ash London here.
Fine, it's currently 5 degrees. Alpha
Bucks. Thanks to Leading Edge Computers, everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Let's do it, the Central West's favourite radio competition.
And today we are joined on 13 12 16 by Catherine with a C. Good morning.
Good morning, Pippa and Jimmy. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, Catherine with a C, you said to me before, prepare the check, I'm ready to win.
I did.
How do you normally go?
Yeah, about 8 out of 10.
Okay, so that's not a bad track record.
That's very good.
Catherine with a C, did you hear the clues that we gave away at 6:30 this morning?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh!
It's okay. Every morning, 6:30, we give away the first five answers. So be listening from 6:30 to get a little bit of a helping hand on that one.
It's this modern day bribery, Catherine.
It really is. We're trying to get you to listen to it for longer.
Okay. Catherine, here's how Alpha Bucks works. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with today's letter, which is the letter L. L for language. If you get all 10 correct, you score $1,000. Now, Jimmy, yesterday on the show, Daryl missed out on $1,000 due to a technicality.
Yes, he said the letter, he said Catherine Drive for the letter K. There is a Catherine Drive, but it's only using the letter C in Dubbo. So he missed out on that one. Also, I got a little bit of a term and condition wrong as well. If you answer, the first answer you give,
that's the answer we have to take.
That's the answer we have to take. So I apologise, I got that wrong yesterday, but that is the answer we've had to we have to take from now on. The first answer you give, Catherine. If you need to say pass, we'll come back to it at the end. If you got time, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, Catherine, for $1,000 in Alpha Bucks, starting with the letter L. Name a movie.
Legoland.
A hobby.
Pass.
Opposite to first.
Last.
A part of a tree.
Limb.
Something you can swim in.
Length pool.
A baby sheep.
Lamb.
A soft drink.
Lemonade.
A type of fabric.
Linen.
An animal.
Llama.
A car brand.
Lancer.
A hobby.
Line dancing.
Okay, you said it right on the buzzer there. This is what I need to confirm. One, I need to confirm Legoland as a movie.
I can do that, Jimmy, because I've got my computer right here. What else do we need to confirm?
We also need to confirm something you can swim in, a length pool.
Legoland, I can confirm, is not a film. The Lego movie is a film. Legoland is a place. It is a chain of family theme parks, not a film.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Catherine. You did so well.
Oh, well, I can always have another go.
You absolutely can.
What a great attitude. Yes. Catherine, you have a lovely day. Thank you so much for being such a good sport. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
No worries. Okay, stand by. Up next, our next item, we are auctioning off the Give Me Five for Kids.
Yes, stay tuned.
Yes, we're doing that next on here. Enter Mr. DJ. Look. I could do it all again. I know I'd go back to you. Yeah, morning everyone. Talking about Jurassic World. Cannot wait to speak with movie analyst Shane Bassett live on the air in under 15 minutes time. And do not go anywhere. Plus, don't forget, you can bid right now. We've got for you and a friend 20 passes to Zumba with Tracy each, valued at $440. Give us a call now, 6801-2283, to place your bid for Give Me Five for Kids on-air auction.
Now, Jimmy, yesterday, news headline that was around the country, a landmark decision has been made by a Supreme Court in Brisbane, which has granted a Toowoomba woman the right to use her partner's sperm to have a baby after he's passed away.
Yeah, I saw this story.
Fascinating. So the court granted permission for her partner's sperm to be harvested after he had passed away so that she can attempt to conceive a child.
Yeah.
When I first read this headline yesterday afternoon, I'm going to be honest, my first thought was, that's a bit weird.
That was my first thought as well.
It's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Bit unusual. Don't know how I feel about that. But then when I went on to read the woman's story, I just actually felt a lot of compassion for her.
Absolutely.
Because the couple had been together for about 3 years. They were saving for a house. They were planning to get married and have a baby. And after the loss of her partner, this woman was obviously devastated, went to her partner's family and said, I believe on the day that her partner passed away, said, I wish that I was pregnant. And so she very quickly went to the court and asked for an urgent matter to be put through to the court to see if his sperm could be harvested.
Yeah.
And the court approved it.
Yeah, the court approved it. And then it took another about, I think, year and a half before the court actually approved that the fact that she could use it as well.
Yes. So his sperm was removed some 48 hours after his death, and then it was obviously held onto for a while. Yeah. But now, yesterday, it's been approved that she can use it. What do you think about this? Because it's a bit of a different story, isn't it? It's not something you read about every day.
It is a bit of a different story. When I first saw it, the exact same reaction as you, Pippa, I was kind of like, this is a bit weird.
Mm.
But then when I read the story, it all started sort of coming together and making sense. He was taken by a hideous disease of depression and they had obviously discussed having a family, owning a house together. And when I read that she had the approval of his parents and her parents,
full support of the families,
all the families, I went, you know what? This isn't such a weird or creepy thing. This is kind of like, hey guys, it's 2018 and we can do this, and it's a very rare circumstance, but this is a really beautiful story, and it's kind of like a bittersweet love story as well.
I guess because really her giving birth to a child would mean that her partner's legacy can live on, and really that's obviously what she wanted to do. She was obviously very committed to him, and I think it's fascinating that we have the technology available to us that a baby can be born literally from sperm that has been extracted by a person that is no longer with us.
I know, it's amazing what we can do in 2018.
13, 12, 16. We'd love to hear what you think about this story.
Yeah, if you've got an opinion on it.
Yes.
Maybe you don't like it at all.
Maybe you don't.
Or maybe you think it's Romeo and Juliet 2018.
Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, give us a buzz at 13, 12, 16. Don't forget movie analyst Shannon Bassett, not too far away. Thank you, Pippa.
You're welcome. TrendingNow@hit.com.au.
Should we talk about Love Island?
Oh, let's, yes.
Because last night on Love Island, another, may I say, brilliant episode of television.
Excellent.
Mm. Now, can I first start by saying, what would be the worst thing that could happen to a guy when he gets nude on a national TV show?
Oh, well, the whole country will see him.
The whole country will see him?
Point and laugh, perhaps.
What about the girl sitting next to him laughing in his face?
That's not a great thing, unless he maybe had a funny word painted somewhere on his body that was she found humorous.
No, take a listen to Dom. He asks Millie,
yes.
Do you mind if I sleep naked? And Millie's like, whatever, that's fine.
Okay.
And then laughs in his face when he gets naked. Okay, have a listen.
I don't blame her, to be honest. He is blatantly, obviously, trying to get a bit of action in the sack. He's trying to create less work for himself by getting his kid off. He just looks like a goose.
And the funny part is, the next day, Millie's like, he's definitely trying to get some action.
Yes.
But I'm no Cassidy. He got none.
He's being very upfront and straightforward about it.
Now, talking about Cassidy, remember how she pulled the big coup and chose Grant on Monday?
Oh, to try and throw a spanner in the works.
A whole spanner in the works. She did a good job, though. There's been drama between Grant, Cassidy and Taylor now all week, which I've been loving. Well, I'm a bit annoyed at the producers, though, Pippa.
Are you?
Because they split up the couples again and gave Grant the chance to get back with Taylor.
Why would they do that? Why would they bend the rules?
Why would they do that? Just when you think maybe Grant might hook up with Cassidy again. Like, send Taylor home and see if they'll hook up again. It'd be amazing. Well, Grant chose to hook back up with Taylor.
What a surprise.
And Cassidy and Mac are now up for elimination. And Sophie Monk, love Sophie. We're trying to get her on the show at the moment. But I'm going to be honest here. She was announcing how they would be eliminated.
Okay.
And she acted like she was announcing the winner of The Voice.
Right.
But all she was announcing is how they will be eliminated.
Okay.
Take a listen.
Okay, guys, we're back to six couples. But that leaves Mac and Cassidy single.
Oh.
And I'm afraid, I do have to tell you, one of you will be the next person to be dumped from the villa.
Oh, my God.
What a shock.
Of which one of you stays and which one of you goes be made by?
Then now longer pause than when Sonia announced the winner of The Voice.
The Australian public.
Oh, my gosh, what a shock.
What? Oh, my gosh. Let me pick my jaw up off the floor. I can't believe it. I'm speechless.
That's exactly how I felt.
Oh,
like, come on, we get it. Australia's going to decide. Anyway, I voted for Cassie to stay only because I want the drama to continue.
Because you want the drama with a capital D.
Yeah, yes. And Mac's a bit boring. Like, no offence, Mac, but you're a bit too smart and a bit too normal to be on this show.
He's a bit too good to be on Love Island. It's a bit lowbrow for him. Oh, Mac, is Mac a girl?
Mac's a girl, yeah.
Oh, it's short for Mackenzie, I'm assuming.
Probably, something
okay,
like
right.
That. Yeah, she's a bit too smart to be on it.
Mackenzie, girlfriend, go and finish your law degree and do something decent with your life.
But then, Pippa, in a surprising twist, it turns out Teddy...
Who's Teddy?
Teddy's one of the new guys.
Right.
I don't know who he's hooked up with. Oh, he's hooked up with Francoise.
Francoise. Okay.
Teddy has the same pair of glasses that I have.
Oh, really?
Yes, I saw them. My beautiful pair of Ray-Bans.
Wow.
He's got the same pair. So obviously fashion is residing king in the Love Island villa in Spain.
That's great. That is excellent.
Just wanted to bring you that Love Island news.
Thank you. I've got a bit of other trending news quickly before we wrap up. Gwyneth Paltrow is getting married.
Oh, great.
To Hollywood producer Brad. I can't pronounce his last name.
She moved on quick, didn't
Falchuk, she? Falchuk, I think his name is. And it's possibly going to be at Gwyneth Paltrow's Hamptons home.
Oh, cute.
Which is lovely.
I wonder if they'll invite Chris Martin.
Prob's not. Lol, if he performs Yellow at the wedding.
Check out those stories and more. Hit.com.au. Shanae Bassett's next. Running like a dog, fighting like a boss. Yeah, from her latest album, Beautiful Trauma, that is Pink's Whatever You Want. Hey, morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air on Hit 93.5. And if you'd like to put in a bid for our Give Me Five for Kids on-air auction, we're auctioning off 20 passes to Zumba with Tracy with a friend as well. So you get 40 passes together. Works out to be worth $440. Zumba with Tracy. You can put your bid in now at 6801-2283. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Shane, I am very excited that one of my Hollywood favourites is back. Chris Pratt for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
He sure is, and I know why you like Chris Pratt. He's so likable, Pippa, in all the movies he does. And this is officially the fifth Jurassic Park film since the original groundbreaking moment that happened in 1993. That just really did make dinosaurs live again on screen. And this time we have Owen and Claire, of course, played by Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes.
They get back together, former partners.
Great.
They have to return to the island because a volcano is erupting to, well, they're all accepted now, so they don't want the dinosaur population to become extinct again, except the mercenaries and scientists that also go in to collect as many dinosaurs as they can have other things on their mind. They want the DNA to make money and then things just go wrong.
Yeah, right. Now, you know how often superhero movies like team up so they'll get like Spider-Man and put him in the same movie as Iron Man or stuff like that? Do you reckon Jurassic World could ever team up with like a King Kong movie?
Ooh.
And have, you know, together just shoved into one
yes.
big one?
Well, there is a Godzilla versus King Kong movie coming up.
Yeah. Oh,
well, there you go. There's my idea. Stolen. Yeah. Stolen. I thought of that just a second ago.
And the fact that Jurassic World is made by one film company and King Kong is made by another, there's a lot of negotiations that have to be done. And that one never occurred to me. Although when you do see the dinosaurs running around, especially in the city, in like normal suburbs or whatever, in they look like they are King Kong because that's exactly what happens.
Now, Shana, you usually rate every film with buckets of popcorn out of 5. Jurassic World, you were just saying it's the fifth Jurassic Park film that's come out since the original. I mean, how many things can they really keep doing with these dinosaurs on this island? Is it worth a watch and how many buckets of popcorn do you give it?
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. I'm a bit of a dinosaur fan. I love the Jurassic Park legacy.
Are you Ross or Friends?
This one is a good one, trust me. But it's very scary for kids. I would not take little kids.
Okay.
They're going to be freaked out. It's very loud. The special effects are so realistic. However, if I'm rating them out of the 5 official Jurassic Park movies, I would say the original's the best. Yeah. It really did make things work and pop on screen.
Mm.
They're all pretty good in their own way. And the last one before this one that Chris Pratt appeared in the first time is pretty good too. This one sort of rehashes similar ground, but it also goes beyond that and makes it turn into a horror movie by the end.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Wow. So out of the official five buckets of popcorn, what are you giving it?
I'll still give it three because I really enjoyed it and it's dinosaurs, but I just hope they stop at this one.
Yes.
It's getting a bit of overkill.
Yes.
It's done its day. Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett with the valued opinion on films. Thank you so much for joining the Pippa and Jimmy Show this Thursday.
Have a good one, guys.
No worries. And Shane A., also, before I let you go, enjoy the Socceroos tonight because I know you're a huge Socceroos fan.
I can't wait, mate. Absolutely can't wait.
Fantastic. Stand by. We're going to give you an update on the on-air auction up next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Hey, Ash London here. This is our hit.
R&B Friday is tomorrow on Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy. Neo. We plucked it straight from there with Closer.
Plucked. What a great word, pluck. It's nice to say, isn't it, pluck?
Yeah, it's not a, you'd usually use it when you're talking about a chicken.
Yes.
Plucking a chicken.
Plucking a chicken.
But plucking a song out of R&B Friday, something we do good here at Hit.
We do.
Also, plucking a shopping bag out of the boot of your car before you go to Woolies.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I knew it. Yesterday, I knew that Woolies had stopped the plastic bags.
Yep.
Still forgot my...
Same.
Still forgot to take my recyclable bag into Woolies, so I had to buy another one.
Because I had been to the shops on Tuesday and all my bags were at home, and then I nipped off to the shops yesterday and got there. I was like, oh. Don't have any of my bags. So I went home and got them.
I think it's great, though, what they're doing.
It's fantastic.
I really think it's fantastic what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lovely young lady at the front of the Woolies store at Arana Mall yesterday handing out little cards reminding people they've no longer got single-use plastic bags.
It's fantastic.
But really good. Actually, we'll talk to this with Troy Grant on Monday when we have him in. I think it's a really good thing if they actually introduce laws to get rid of single-use plastic bags from major retailers across the country.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, look, I understand. If you go to, say, Harvey Norman and get, like, a huge product which you need, like, a big special bag
for.
Yes,
yep.
Fine, I understand that. I understand that. But your everyday shopping, why do you need plastic bag? Like, why can't you just take your own bag
in? Exactly. Great question.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Sometimes I'm going to have to learn the hard way. Sometimes I'm going to have to just pack my shopping back into my trolley and take it out to my car.
Yep.
And repack it into my bags there.
But honestly, it's a great feeling when you're prepared and you go to the shops, you've got your bags ready. It's just a win-win for everybody.
Mm.
And you hand over your bags at the cash register or you have them there at the self-serve. Mm. It's a good feeling, actually.
It is a good feeling, yeah.
Yes.
So they've got cute little pictures on the front
they
of them.
They do. You can get them in all kinds of colours and designs.
So don't forget,
Forget. Have you texted your mum yet for a birthday?
Oh, gosh, it's my mum's birthday.
I can't believe that.
Oh, no, I said happy birthday, Joe, on her Facebook page.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see if I got a reply. Let me have a look.
Do you, if you do a Facebook happy birthday to your mum, does that negate having to send a text or make a phone call? Like, have you ticked the box if it's just a HB JoJo on FB?
Look, I'm going to be honest here.
Be honest. This is the moment to be honest, live on radio.
My mum often forgets my birthday as well.
She does not.
100%. What happens is I'll often be like, Mum, what's my birthday? Just to test her.
Yeah.
And she'll go, 25th of September. I go, no. I don't care. I know it's around that day, Jimmy. Okay. I can't remember my own birthday, which I understand because I can't remember her birthday either.
Right.
So 21st of July, though, her birth.
June. So, when's your birthday? 23rd of September.
Yeah, 23rd of September.
Yeah.
So I've messaged her on Facebook. I'll try call her.
Maybe you've reminded her by posting her on her Facebook that it's her birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe she's now delighted that it's her special day.
She would remember because she's all about the winter solstice.
Oh, she is, of course. And the only reason that you remembered it was your mum's birthday is because I brought up that it is the winter solstice today.
So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
So does it mean that it's just going to get dark at 4 o'clock today or something? Like, do we need to change our activity schedules?
No, it'll probably get dark like 20 seconds earlier than it did last night.
Oh, so not that big of a difference.
No. And then tomorrow, it'll get dark probably 20 seconds later.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't, like, in Australia, the changing of the weather happens very slowly.
Okay.
In the UK, it happens at about triple or quadruple the speed.
So it's different in the northern hemisphere than it is in the south.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like, in the UK, at the moment, because it's summer, it'll be bright until about 10, 10.30 p.m. at night.
Oh, so people will be cheering.
And then in winter, it'll be pitch black by 4 p.m.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, so it's got to like make up 6.5 hours worth of ground.
We only
have to make up like 3 or 4 hours worth of ground. You know what I mean? So it'll be dark about 5.30. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What a great chat about weather.
I think it is. I think it's interesting because I was having a conversation with someone only about a week ago and they're like, oh, you know that shortest day of the year, when's that meant to be happening? And well, it's today, Thursday, 21st of June.
Pippa's fascinating life. Can we play this?
Which
like
I will.
Sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So you had a great conversation about the weather with a friend of yours,
and
did you?
And you know what? I'm going to continue my fascinating life today because I tell you what, my puzzling, I'm on a roll with my 1,000-piece puzzle that I'm currently doing. And I did an Instagram story about it last night. I tell you what, there are a lot of puzzling fans out there who are excited by my puzzling endeavours. And I tell you what, I'm going to continue to document it because people are on board. People love puzzles. It's a cult activity that people won't admit to enjoying, but I tell you what, there's a crowd out there that bloody love it, including myself. So my fascinating life is going to continue.
Right. Well, how about we leave it at that?
Okay. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy winter solstice. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cara is the person that someone like me needs in their life.
Yes, you really.
Have I